Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, back with another dose of social confidence. You know, that feeling when you walk into a meeting and your heart's hammering like a drum solo? Yeah, I've been there. We've all been there. The workplace can be a pressure cooker, right? Deadlines, emails piling up, demanding bosses. It's enough to make anyone want to hide under their desk. But guess what? You don't have to let stress and anxiety run the show. Today we're diving deep into practical strategies to manage those feelings and actually thrive in your work environment. Think of this as your mental health toolkit, ready to equip you for any office challenge. Let's get real for a second. Ever feel like you're drowning in emails? Or that meeting that's supposed to last 30 minutes somehow stretches into an eternity? It happens to the best of us. But here's the thing, understanding stress triggers is your first line of defense. Is it a specific coworker, a certain type of task, or maybe even just the general chaos of your workday? Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop coping mechanisms that actually work for you. Second up, let's talk about breathing. Seriously, folks, this isn't just some hippy-dippy wellness tip. Deep breaths are scientifically proven to calm your nervous system. When you feel those stress signals flaring up, take a few slow, deep inhales and exhales. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. Think of it as your personal anti-anxiety superpower. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jake, easy for you to say, but I don't have time to meditate. And you know what? You're right. Sometimes those guided meditation sessions feel a bit long-winded. But here's the thing. Mindfulness doesn't have to be an hour-long yoga retreat. Even just taking a few minutes to focus on your senses, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the sound of birds chirping, if you're lucky enough to have those, the smell of your morning coffee, can make a world of difference in grounding you and bringing you back to the present moment. Speaking of grounding, let's talk about physical activity. I know, another cliche. But hear me out. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's an incredible stress reliever. Think about it. When was the last time you went for a run and felt completely drained afterwards? Probably never. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that make you feel happier and more energized. And finally, let's talk boundaries. You wouldn't let your friends constantly text you at midnight, right? So why are we so quick to sacrifice our own time and energy at work? Setting clear boundaries around your availability and workload is crucial for maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Remember, it's okay to say, no, sometimes. In fact, saying, no, can actually free up more time and mental space for the things that truly matter. Ever had one of those days where everything just seems to go wrong? Like you spilled your coffee, missed a crucial meeting, and then realized you forgot your lunch at home? Yeah, I've been there too. But imagine this, you walk into work, feeling calm and collected, even though there's a mountain of emails waiting for you. Remember that deep breathing technique we talked about? Take a few moments to center yourself before diving in. And guess what? Instead of spiraling into panic mode, you tackle your tasks with newfound clarity and focus. See how those strategies can actually make a difference in a real-life situation? So, remember, friends, stress and anxiety don't have to rule your workday. By understanding your triggers, practicing mindfulness, moving your body, and setting healthy boundaries, you can turn the workplace from a pressure cooker into a space of productivity and even enjoyment. Remember those key takeaways. Know your triggers, breathe deep, find moments of mindfulness, get active, and set clear boundaries. You've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a dose of workplace confidence. And let me know in the comments what strategies have worked for you. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep those heads held high and spirits bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.